This talk is Questions for the End of the Age. Now, most people that go to these talks or read all the myriad books over the centuries, they're always looking for answers. And what I want you to start looking for tonight is not the answers, but the questions. And I'll show you why you should only be looking for the questions, because the answers are often staring you back straight in the eyeballs, or they're known by your spirit, but your mind has blocked it so you won't know it. You're literally in a state of unconsciousness. And when you hear what I'm going to tell you tonight, it won't just inform you like I did in the last three talks, talking about the electronic cage and the conspiracy reality. So every time you hear the words conspiracy in the future, I want you to think, not theory, but conspiracy reality. Okay? I've spoken tonight as a doctor and a scientist, and now I'm going to be speaking also as a prophet. And like a prophet such as Moses, Isaiah, and Yeshua HaMashiach, I'm going to show you that the ultimate solution is not a technical one, and it's not an information war. It's a spiritual war. Whether we're dealing with a galactic federation or whatever you want to say it is, it's the Russians, it's the Chinese, all of the problems are solved by asking the right questions, not the answers. The answers will become very evident very quickly. And that's what the problem is that we haven't faced that. Do you feel the quickening? And most of the people here, probably people that have logged online or are going to watch this later in a DVD. And if you have friends, get the DVD. Copy the DVD. Get it to as many people as you can, because if they don't understand that the asking the right spiritual questions and stopping the balkanization based on religion or on color or on nation or on anything, on money, is the dialectics that are used to destroy our world. And the masters of our world are very evil. They're indwelt by astral beings. We might call them demon-possessed, as in other cultures and religions call them. But in fact, what they are is they are astral parasites. We call them trans-dimensional demonic beings. And that's where I mentioned earlier, we have to understand that our world is ruled by spiritual powers and principalities that are beyond the mind of man. And in higher cultures and other civilizations, they know this. And why do people sense a massive change in the nature of our world, and why the central theme of the end times? You hear it over and over again, cataclysm. Why? It's because all of our religions, all of our books, all of our histories have known deep within our DNA, within our psyche, we know that cataclysm is the very basis of the nature of our world. It's not an anomaly to have a tsunami or to have a global pole shift or to have an ice age. It's actually the nature. Mankind has 23 genes that do not exist in any other mammal. We have origins that are not from this world. We are a very ancient being. And not only our physical body, but our spirit body, we are eternal. We are literally made in the image of the Most High God, whether we're a little child, like my daughter was 14 with Down syndrome, or we're a grandmother, or we're a person that's black or brown or yellow, whatever, anywhere in the world. We also have to not only respect all human life, but all other life forms, because the biophotonic and the scalar energies that they generate literally allows our bodies and our world to exist. So when the great whales are being destroyed as they travel through their whale pathways, which our ships know, they won't change our shipping lanes, which they could move very easily because they are killing all the great whales. These frequencies that they generate actually generate a scalar hologram that allows our world to exist. So literally, the scalar matrix that allows like our body to exist, if you infuse the body with scalar energies from a directed energy weapon, or you shut off the normal scalar frequencies that allow your hologram, which makes your cells what you are and make you literally physically exist, you fall apart. And so our planet is dying. The coral reefs are dying. The oceans are becoming acid. We have 200 dead zones. There are now the ozone hole over Antarctica is the largest it has been in history. And then they want to blame global warming on us driving the gas-guzzling giants that the oil industry gives us, which is a lie, because we could have 100-mile-an-hour cars, we could have water engines, we could have Tesla engines. In fact, I talked to one gentleman who we'll be talking to later this spring. He's going in production here in California with a Tesla engine that has no moving parts. And I've actually got his patent, so it does exist in the U.S. Patent Office. There's all kinds of machines. If you look at Tom Bearden's work, Zero-point energy is the very nature of the universe. Everything above the fourth dimension is part of the singularity. And the best way to think of it is think of the four lower dimensions as four strings, okay? And the fifth dimension and above to the 12th is part of what's called a singularity. So this point in the fifth dimension here on this table is literally at the same point on the other side of the galaxy. Okay, do you see what I mean in the fifth dimension? And so you have to understand the sixth, the seventh, the eighth. And what's going on is those strings are literally sounding on like a musical instrument on the body of the scalar instrument of the higher dimensional plane. So when you see things like crop circles, what you're actually seeing is the energy being burst from the ionosphere coming down toward Earth and carrying hyperspace archetypes and actually displaying them like images on the ground. So you're actually seeing a transmission of higher dimensional intention that's being translated into intelligent shapes when they're burned on the ground. Does that make sense? So when you see images that show positions of the planets or images of things that look otherworldly, it's because they're from other worlds. Right? And the big thing of the apocalypse is the unveiling is that we are not the center of the universe, that mankind is not the only sentient being, that the Earth is not, you know, they used to say in Copernican ideas that the sun rotated around the Earth. Well, I need to say that God does not rotate around man. It was a statement to be made tonight. Man is literally made in the image of the Most High God, and we are the children of the Most High God, and they've stolen that. And I'm going to reveal to you tonight the reasons why the answer to that question is the only solution that will allow us and a remnant of our populations to be sealed with the seal of the Most High God and to go into the next age. And what does catastrophism have to do with understanding our world geopolitics and climate? Well, quite a bit. Why do most people sense a massive change in the nature of our world? Well, what is the nature of mankind? What is a man? What is a woman? What is a human being? From whatever culture. And if you look and you listen to the shamans and the people of all these different religions, they all think they have the pathway of light. And I'm here to say that religion is always a substitute for relationship with the Most High God. You need to know the pathway. And everyone who has a formula, whether they call it the Buddhist formula or the Christian formula, they've all perverted the message. And the real issue is, and the clearest message ever given was by Yeshua HaMashiach, who said, "When I return, you shall be as me, and even greater things you shall do, for when I return, you will be exactly the same as me." The real issue is when we go into the bathroom in the morning, we are looking at the Messiah. But we need to realize the reason why evil grows, whether it's geopolitical or medical or legal evil, it's because we have separated responsibility and authority. We have the responsibility to take back this world. And we have the authority. We've given it to fools like George Bush and his junta. We've given it to above-government transnational corporations. We've given it to organizations who have made treaties with entities who have given us technologies from other worlds. They have traded in human flesh. They have done cosmic evil on a proportion and a magnification that's beyond the range of the most evil imagination. And it is real. It is not a deluded fabrication of my mind or any other mind. It's a fact. So the understanding of the nature of what we are and the nature of consciousness is central to solving all the problems. So the real issue is the ones who should lead are the ones who should be the philosophers, not the military leaders, not the politicians, and not even the billionaires. It should be the ones whose spirits are tuned to be the gardeners of the garden. The gardeners of the garden must be the only ones who lead, because they who do not garden kill and eat. So what the nature of consciousness is really key to understanding the right questions, and it's not the answers we should be seeking, but the correct questions. The reason is the answers are always known, and I'll show you why. Why is the central theme of the end times in all religions through history? Does it appear that all the leaders of all the international banks and corporations and national governments and all the higher education are keepers of this hidden knowledge? Why is that? In fact, believe it or not, only 4% of all knowledge in all the universities is actually public. 96% has been hidden away in vast libraries like the libraries of Ashurbanipal, The Vatican Library is the largest library in history. Ancient books from all the civilizations on Earth, underground in their catacombs in their main Vatican Library, and they have it hidden away for the Jesuits. They know all these ancient technologies. They know all these things. A lot of the things that were literally plundered by the Nazis were then salted away in the Vatican Library. And it was Nikola Tesla's father who had access to this library that knew the sacred geometries that allowed him to develop the hydroelectric generator and many of these other technologies. Is there a power in the dialectic of chaos and presentation of the false solutions that move the body of mankind toward a predetermined destination of ignorance, impoverishment, and subjugation? So they're doing it. They're actually the masters of chaos, the dialectics of balkanization, to dumb us down with sulfuryl fluoride, with scalar technologies, with excitotoxins, with mind tenderizers. Are we approaching the nexus? And I write this nexus because I was told in the spirit this is the term for it, which is a place not only in the galactic plane where we have returned to, but it's also a plane where we're giving the same test that was given to an ancient culture almost 12,000 years ago that had a war. They've proven this. This is a chemical fact. There's nuclei in Ashurbanipal, India, and in the areas of Saudi Arabia and Yemen where there was a nuclear war. And there's an area in India that's over 12,600 square miles where they've proven the only thing that could have done it was not a meteor or a comet, it was a nuclear weapon. We know that these cultures were very, very advanced, and they were asked the same questions, and they failed the test. And their civilizations of Lemuria and Atlantis died. And we're at the same point. We have the Asian cultures of Lemuria now lining up on one side of the battle plane by these evil lords of Atlantis, on either side of the Atlantic. The British and the Americans and Canadians and the Australians and all these Western nations all getting ready for the battles of Har-Magedon, which means the place where all the troops are brought together. Why? And why are we reaching this? Well, because, number one, we're receiving the precession of the equinoxes. We're actually moving to a point in civilization. And if we look at this all-seeing eye, we can see, what role does catastrophism have in understanding world geopolitics and climate shift? Well, you've heard talks by people like Tsarian and others, Jordan Maxwell and other experts. All these things have been embedded deep in our cultures and they're in our history, but it goes far beyond that. Not only is catastrophism the basis of religion, they actually move things like the Book of Revelation and the ancient cultures toward Pahanuk, which is the ancient Sumerian ceremony that they would perform, or the ceremony of the phoenix and the high priests in ancient Egypt, because they were preparing and ushering it forward because they knew they wanted the death of the phoenix and the rising of the ashes, because their power was created by the force of dialectics. So they are the ones building the underground bases. They're the ones sacrificing to their astral gods, which they have, the human race on the coasts, or to depleted uranium, or to deadly vaccines that will fry our brains, or to nanotech foods. They are about to sacrifice billions to their astral gods, which do exist in these higher dimensional planes. If you don't believe it, I'm sorry, you don't know that reality. And the dark hand of evil has ruled mankind systematically for years. They've always pulled out the best and brightest. I was approached three times by the Pindar. Three times. The Pindar, his name means penis of the dragon. He is the leader who rules over the Council of the 13 Druids directly under Luciferic control. He is the highest level on earth. And when you understand these things, like many of us, we could have turned toward the dark side. Thank God I didn't, not only for your sake, but for my sake. And one lady asked me one time, how do I know I'm saved? They have this, especially Christians, they have this idea of, how do we know I'm saved? I said, are you in fear and trembling that you're doing the will of the Most High God? And she said, well, not really. I said, well, then you're not. In other words, if you're not concerned about your fellow man, if you're not concerned about your world, and you think you're going to get raptured away from here, I want to vomit. If you think it's okay to kill other people, whether they're brown-skinned, yellow-skinned, or a different religion, I want to vomit. If you think your religion justifies the genetic modification of food and the destruction of the young minds with depleted uranium, ethyl mercury salicylate, or your medical profession, or your legal profession thinks it's okay to do administrative renditions on whistleblowers, I want to vomit. And you will be bound together, and I say this as a prophetic warning, you will be bound together into your prisons deep in the rocks of the earth, as it says in Revelation 6, and they shall hide themselves from the face of the Lamb and from the Holy One. And when the earth shakes and grinds like a hut at a Richter 15 to 20, and your hyperspace technology and your advanced tunnels with Mach 2 super trains and your underground cities are so secure while we're frying and we're hitting with tsunamis and global earth changes, they'll all be entombed in their rock graves deep in the earth in the bowels of hell. That's their future. So don't think you can hide yourself. The only thing that'll save you won't be your guns. You won't be your bad attitude. It won't be your bullets or your physical prowess. It'll be your spirit. And if your spirit tells you to go to the left and you want to go to the right, you better listen to your spirit. And you better do a lot of praying, people, because if you don't become centered, and that means not me telling you what to do, but you finding out what your God wants you to do. It says, to those who are going to die by the sword, they will die. And to those who are to be imprisoned, to those who are going to be martyred, and there's going to be a lot of martyrs, they're going to be trying to tell the others, this is what's coming. Because we are not years, we are months away from catastrophe. Look at this. Climate shift, mass species extinctions, geopolitical collisions of empires of total domination, invasions of consciousness. This is what we're facing. When we're talking about this tonight, we're talking about them literally invading the cortex of the human mind. The vertical rise of technologies they call the singularity. The post-human, transhuman species, they literally want to replace us. People think, well, I'm so good. I don't care if you're a billionaire. Do you have an IQ of 20 billion? Do you have a mind that is now meshed with a supercomputer array that can know everything about everything that goes on the planet? Do you have a lifespan of 20,000 years? Can you travel across the galaxy and advance technology with other civilizations? Well, I don't think so. So therefore, if you don't recognize what you are as a spirit being first, our civilization will soon end because we will not join the galactic, if you want to call it, civilizations. We are in an infant culture about to learn to walk, and they're looking and say, look, look, he's going to walk. No, no, oh, he's going to fall down the well. Are we going to walk or are we going to fall down the well? And it's all dependent on these questions. What evidence supports that we are not alone? Every religious book has talked about the seers or the watchers. I call them long-standing, intelligent, foundational entities. They call them the Ben Elohim in the Bible. Suppressed NASA, SETI, Vatican telescope evidence, all kinds of evidence that we have not only at higher dimensional beings that are astral, we call them demonic, whatever you want to call them, but there are beings in all kinds of civilizations across our galaxy and our cosmos and universe, not only from somewhere, but from some when. And that may be from the past, present, or future. We should not limit ourselves and our minds to understanding the nature of our universe, because those who do not know, as we cross the nexus, not asking these questions is a formula for death. So it's not an optional thing. What evidence supports that we are not alone in the universe? Well, this is like the original list of the Majestic 12. And I have people, I won't go too far down the rabbit trail tonight, but I want people to understand that I have people that want to talk, but they say they don't want to destroy everybody's religion by telling them really what's going on when they go to deep underground military bases. They don't want to really destroy and terrify people to let them know that they've actually been trading human flesh and why hundreds of thousands and millions of people disappear every year from Eastern European and America and elsewhere in the world and South America. Disappear into underground facilities, off-world bases, and other places for experimentations, genetic engineering, and as human veal. They need to know that a lot of this technology and a lot of the evil, it sounds occult because it was. These entities, if you look at the, if you want to call it renditions of the, where people disappeared, so-called taken away by ETs, in converse to Mr. Greer, Dr. Greer, they're not all nice. There's nice ones, and there's not so nice, and then there's really damn nasty. And you need to know that we need to be a little bit more discerning. It's like going down to South Central LA. I'm sure you wouldn't go there unless you knew what you were doing. The Thule Society and these people channeled, and again, I've mentioned this before, and there's various individuals that are doing things that I consider very damn dangerous, such as people like Dr. Fred Bell. And he opened up some astral gates using advanced scalar and sacred geometry. These are dangerous. If you play with fire, you're going to open up rents. And that's what they did when they did the Philadelphia experiment. That's what they did when the Nazis opened up these astral gates and they let these astral vultures and parasites come through this gate. Most of the technology that the Nazis got was through channeling. It's not all a good thing. You should be aware that when you're playing with fire, you may well get turned into a cinder. Okay? So they were seeking stargates. In fact, part of the reason why they invaded Iraq was they were looking for the ancient stargate that was actually at the ancient museum in Iraq. And there's another stargate that's in Iran, which is one of the reasons why they want to get to Iran, because there's another stargate there. They understand this technology of sacred geometry, and these monsters, these idiots, want to open more stargates because they get more channeling and more technology and more converse with these entities, they gain more power. That's why when you look at the technology and the writings of people like Blavatsky and the Theosophists, you say, these people were like Harry Potter. They're occultists, Kabbalists. Look, the Kabbalists, the Kabbalah of Babylonia is simply a use of scalar technologies and sounds to summon astral entities. They're no different than warlocks. Let's call it what it is. They're just warlocks. And they might say it's good, but it's not. What evidence that we're not alone in the universe? Well, there's a real picture of a U.S. Air Force tunneling machine. Now, that's really old technology. The stuff that I talked about with John Fiala, who's good friends with Phil Schneider, the ones now are tunneling at 120 to 140-foot rock face and go 12 to 14 miles per day. They can either make a matrix city or they can make a unidirectional tunnel. And these tunnels literally lay an inner core that's obsidian, and then they put an inner core that's locked down with a maglev track in it. They vacuum them out, and these tunnel trains actually are traveling at Mach 2.0 to 2.8 underground between places, so they can cross the United States in less than 35 minutes. They connect all the major parts here. They go underneath the oceans. They connect all over the planet. And when Phil was actually going through one of these tunnels with John Fiala some years ago, many years ago, they broke through one of these tunnels. It just turned out that the tunnel they broke through was already cored and built 300,000 to 500,000 years ago by another civilization. God knows what kinds of creatures, whether they were inhabitants of Earth or visitors. But our world is a very old world. And the very idea that somehow we're only 6,000 years old is asinine. Human beings, to believe that we're living in a young universe is absolutely ridiculous. And if you actually look at the genetics, and I'm a scientist, but I also am a spiritual person. I synthesize the two together because I call them the two witnesses. And if your mind, which is sharp as a razor, and your spirit, which is open and flies like a dove, if you have the two, you will truly discern the truth, but you need to sharpen both. Probably human beings are somewhere between 500 million to several billion years old. We're probably originated on an ancient star system long, long gone, or stars that have long gone supernova. So, well, I don't know. Let's put it this way. Our civilization started trying to clone human beings in 1927. That's the Nazis. They succeeded in doing some occasional clones in 1957 and were very efficient at cloning genetically engineered super soldiers in the Moscow Institute for Biological Research in 1982 with Russian and American scientists. These soldiers, their plan was to actually create super soldiers that would have the genes transplanted for the muscle M zone, so they'd have to axon and myosin of the most powerful mammal known, which is a jackal, so they could run at 30 to 35 miles an hour and jump 20 to 30 feet. Carry a 300-pound backpack, and literally rip someone's heart out with their hands. That's and super fast reflexes that are beyond the range of normal human capacities. They're planning on creating these super soldiers, so our people who are listening, who are Special Ops and Delta, should realize that they have an operational plan and have got all the documents. It's called NBIC, Nanotech, Bioinformation, and Cogno, to replace humanity with a super being and to literally just keep us in the dark while we just die off. Well, I'm here to say they're liars, they're thieves, and they're going to go. And we need to start extending human lifespan, healing our children, stopping cancer, stopping heart disease, and we need to stop this idea of allowing them to think that they're going to control human reproduction and turn us into a obsolete species, because we're not. We're made in the image of the Most High God. We don't use a billionth of a capacity of our current being and our nature and our spirit. We don't use it at all. Whether we're healing or we're creating intention to create, you know, gardens or worlds or healing our bodies, we don't use a billionth of our power. And I saw this. And because I've been gifted, there have been people that I have prayed over that have been miraculously healed. Like Mark Taylor, who was the first kid shot in Columbine. I came into the hospital 3 weeks after I saw him, and I put him into the Littleton Porter Hospital. And 3 days before, I told him, I said, you're going to call me in 3 days, and you're going to be in agony because the antibiotic I've given you will organize the abscess that they missed at the University Hospital. I told radiologists exactly where to put the catheter because I'm a medical intuitive, and he did. The radiologist went on a CT scan, put the catheter in, and 3 weeks later he was walking around with a PCA pump with fentanyl, and he wasn't getting better. And they said, we're going to have to cut out 4 ribs, and we're going to pack your chest open in the ICU, and you have a 25 to 40% chance of dying in the intensive care unit. So he cried and cried. And I prayed with him. I said, you know, God, you're going to have to come through now. And our God is God. That's just like Nebuchadnezzar had to say to Daniel. And I say to you today, like Daniel, who's been in the lion's den, in with these bastards, in with these reprobates, like the Attorney General's Office of Colorado, the Board of Medical Examiners, the military, the Air Force, all these people would threaten me when I wanted to take care of our troops based on the idea that they were exposed to dangerous vaccines and depleted uranium. I am not afraid of you. I'm coming for you. And I'm coming for you not to harm you, but to give you the truth, because you're going to die first. You are actually sealed with the seal of death, because the sealing of the Most High God, the sons and daughters of the Most High, is about to start very soon. And that sealing process, if you don't understand this, it is going to seal you with the death that's coming with the end of this age. It's coming very, very soon. Anybody familiar with this picture? First contact, and you just look at what are the goals of the old world disorder? Well, a fully integrated consciousness of all individuals on Earth, a hive mind. Casts of genetically engineered nanotech and biologically enhanced transhumans. And they're already doing psychotraumas. A lot of the media, including I call Hollywood, is actually trying to psychotrauma you because they have this all planned. Most of the people that are writing these scripts and so on are feeding it from the NSA and above government agencies, and many of them are channeling this from other entities that have malevolent intentions against humanity. So don't think channeling is all good. It's not. Indications that such a culture would be subjected to a higher alien society with evil intent toward the individual nature of man, freedom of creative and deterministic thought, and promulgation of true electronic cage of mankind and consciousness. And they're doing it. And the biggest thing that I call the devil, or if you want to call it the devil-like societies, or these, quote, ETs, or I call it IFEs, identified fiendish extraterrestrials, you should realize that they're not imaginary. They aren't. Sorry. The tiger that you don't believe is a tiger that can eat you. Because he'll still lick his chops after he chews you up and swallows. Is there evidence that the New World Order is alien, transdimensional, demonic? Of course it is. Every religion in history has known this, but somehow our society, being very Cartesian, doesn't know it. To their own detriment, and to the laughing, hoodwinking of the globalist morons. Even George Bush, just because he's a moron, he happens to be of the bloodline, so he knows a lot of these things, and he's kind of laughing at us, even though he's an idiot. Project Omega, conceived by the Nazis, and George Bush Sr., by the way, isn't an idiot, neither is his son, Jeb. they conceived these things, because Project Omega literally is doing it, and they've advanced treaties that have done unbelievable things. Yes, do we have off-world bases? Of course we do. We've had a parallel space program since 1963. We have been doing parallel launches from Vandenberg Air Force Base here in California and on the East Coast. They do parallel launches and monitors it from Houston. And 80% of all the space projects have been for military purposes, including low Earth orbit satellites, star-based weapons, and, of course, they have an entire city on the moon, which they always blot out, that's doing mining for helium-3, which is used for nuclear fusion, for interstellar travel, and for advanced energy technologies. And, of course, these corporations all control helium-3 because there are 100,000 times more helium-3 on the moon than there is on Earth, because it has a different origin than the planet Earth. Aurora Space Engineers contact on USS Luftwaffe. The Luftwaffe hasn't been gone. Believe it or not, they didn't surrender. The SS did not surrender with the secret treaty of Fort Hunt. And the rat line brought by the senior Jesuit officers and the cardinals and the Pope, they brought them all over here. In fact, they're under the control of them, the Jesuit general. It really is true. Even the largest telescopes in the southern hemisphere that are monitoring the entry of Nibiru are totally under the control of the Vatican. We have a Mars colony, has since 1982, and plans for terraforming 5 different planets and moons in our solar system have already been operationally started. Okay? This is a fact. I was flying back 3 years ago from New York City, and I was sitting beside a senior Sony executive in New York, up in first class, and I said, well, what's new with Sony? And he said, well, we got this new, supercomputer, it's a laptop. And I said, oh, that's cool. I said, I'll bet it uses micro laser optic logic. He said, how did you know that? That's classified. I said, my buddy that worked with Signal Saturn Systems, who was a senior NSA, and a guy that used to knock off sleepers after World War II, had one on his desk in 1962. And it wasn't human technology. Most of the technologies that you think that we have did not originate in the human mind. These are technologies that have been transferred and trickled. They have technologies that are so far beyond the basis of the human mind and imagination, you can't even imagine it. And, of course, a lot of these technologies also have been taken out of ancient libraries. They had electric lights 3,000 years ago in ancient Egypt. Did you know that? They had batteries. And going back even further, if you look at the technology necessary to build the ancient temples like the temple in Baalbek and the ancient pyramids, they can't be built today. How could they do it? Because they had advanced scalar technology and technologies that we don't want to imagine, because we're arrogant and think we're the most advanced culture, and we're actually just a culture right before the time that destroyed Atlantis and Lemuria back 12,000 years ago. And there were probably previous cataclysms for more arrogant peoples who thought they knew better because they had advanced toys. What's this? Where did the saucer technology? Well, it was channeled. A lot of this technology, when it was discovered, all of this was transferred to the Skunk Works, to General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, all these other corporations. The Aurora spacecraft, or the Model Ts now, they got stuff that can go sublight and beyond the speed of light. They got stuff that you can't even imagine. All of this stuff is real. And I know I've talked to the pilots. I talked to engineers that actually work on the Aurora spacecraft. They travel from 5 to 12 Mach. Then they see the speed of 17,000 miles an hour to leave Earth. And then they go sublight.